Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we have Eric, the casual traveler, back, who's here to talk about his latest adventure.
I play little video games now. I've been adjusted to the casual traveler.
Because you don't do anything else.
Traveler.
Welcome to the show, Eric. How you doing?
Hello there, Ryan. ¿Cómo estás? That's what I learned in Mexico.
That's what you learned while you were out there.
Buenos noches.
So yeah, Cabo, man, what have you been up to? Wabo.
I just got back yesterday from vacation, so wife and I took a well-deserved, much-needed week from away from everything and everyone.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. Slept. Eat too much, of course, because you're on a cruise ship. That's just what you do. Other stuff.
One should.
Mm-hmm. We slept. I was able to get like good sleep. Saw comedians. Did the stupid shows. Went to the ports. Made salsa. Learned how to make salsa and guac the Mexican way. Which is not. It's easy enough. What else did we do? Learned how to salsa dance. Went snorkeling in the ocean.
How the fuck was that? What else?
That was cool.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. You ain't trying to snorkel?
I don't know. I mean, what's it like?
You just do it. You just got to do it. I'll tell you the one thing that was pissing me off, and then I realized kind of why. The last time we did it, I was struggling too. The mask doesn't sit proper because of my mustache. So I was trying to do it, and the salt water, and it was fucking salty. I mean, maybe I just haven't been to the ocean in a while, but it was super salty. But the fucking ocean water got up in my nostrils, so that was fun. Yeah.
Damn.
But no, I mean, it's cool. They took us out on a boat. We got off a boat to get onto a boat. and... we ended up cruising. I don't know. It was like an hour and a half to this island off of Puerto Vallarta. I forget what it's called now, but we cruised out there, and then they were like, okay, we're going to get in here. Here's all your gear. We were just drinking margaritas and Pacificos the whole time on the boat.
Nice.
You know, because it's included or whatever.
Yeah.
And then jumped in the water in the middle of the, well, not the middle of the ocean, but by an island. Yeah. And they're like, we're going to let this guy over here, or one of their guys, jump in first just to make sure there's no problems. Okay. No sharks. No jellyfish.
That's
I guess.
What they quantify it as. Like, all right, well, I mean, if he makes it, I guess we're good.
Oh yeah, don't worry. It's just one of those things too, you know, and it's, you know, you're not, you just have to do it, right? Otherwise you're just a bitch, honestly. Yeah. And you paid for it. You just gotta do it. So you get in the water and it's like, but then you're thinking to yourself, there's always that thought in the back of your head, right? And you're looking down into the water with snorkels or with goggles and shit, so you can see,
Everything.
underneath you and everything, whatever's around you. And there was at one point, there was a school of fish. There's two different schools of fish, but there's one that kind of came out of nowhere. And I was kind of by myself a little bit, like on the outskirts, when you're watching like Jurassic Park when they're going through the long grass, and you're like, man, I don't be the guy in the front, don't be the guy on the sides and the back, be in the middle, and then you realize like, oh shit, you're the one on the outside. And then I see this school of fish coming at me, and I was like, oh. Whatever. If you're gonna get eaten by a shark or bit by a shark, it is what it is. But you just gotta live
Yeah, I
life,
mean,
dude.
the odds of you getting eaten are pretty slim to none, but
Yeah, no, I know. I know it's not,
getting
they're
fucked
not
up,
out there trying
though,
to.
we can increase those odds
Yeah,
a little
well,
bit.
you know. Yeah, and they're like, oh, here's your fins. I'm like, oh, God, it's like a target on my back. Giant fucking seal with a goddamn extra fins and shit. Like, we
See,
know it was cool.
it'd be cool if there's orcas out there, because then you wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Right. Well, I'm not sure about where the orcas end up. I don't think they go to Mexico.
I don't think they go over
Maybe.
there.
I don't
That's why I'm
know.
saying that, because if there's an orca in the water when you're in the water, you ain't got a damn thing to worry about in the world. Those things,
Yeah.
they in the wild, I don't think there's any record of them actually hurting humans. They will swim next to you, and they fuck up great white sharks. So,
Yeah.
yeah. That's cool though.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, you just have to have the mindset of like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Especially if you're gonna pay for the dam, which isn't usually super expensive, but if you're gonna pay for it, like, bitch. Get your money's worth.
Yeah.
So we
Well,
did
don't you have
that
to
the
wear?
first day, the second day. No, go ahead.
Don't you have to wear like a suit or something, or they just let you? Let's see.
No, you're in your board shorts,
Like whatever you're wearing.
snorkel, fins. Yeah, like if you go swimming, and then a fucking life jacket. Because I mean, you're swimming out there. I'm pretty sure we were out there for like an hour, like just swimming around. But luckily, you have the life jacket, so you're not expunging too much energy. So
Yeah.
it's all right. But yeah, dude. So that was the first time.
How
First day,
many
whatever.
whites were on the trip?
Whites. What do you mean?
Lot of white people.
Oh, like on the boat or on that snorkel trip? Oh,
The snorkeling trip.
it's all white people.
Oh.
There was one Asian lady, woman.
Well, I know the other group ain't getting in the water that's on the boat. That's predominantly on the
What do you mean predominantly on boat?
There's this weird social theory, and from a lot of videos, my friend just came back from a cruise, by the way, and he's black. But apparently, black people love cruises.
I mean, I would say that there's way more white people. Oh,
On the ones that you've been on? It's nice to hear this out of you.
100%.
Because I feel like
100%.
that's such a weird ass, like, thing to put out there, like, oh yeah, black people love cruises. Like, what the fuck?
I think they do, but if I was to put a number to it, I would put 60% white, 30% black, 10% Asian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is there like a shit ton of you that got off on to the like San Luis Cabo? Like,
Cabo San Lucas?
yeah, that too. Like, did pretty much everyone get off the
Yeah.
boat right there to like go to the restaurants and go hang out?
Well, that one's a little more difficult because that one, there's no port. There's no big ass port. So the boat actually sits in the middle of this little cove. And
Yeah.
then they tender in a bunch of smaller boats to pick everybody up. So it does take a little bit longer. And then for some reason, that's usually like a shorter day. I think we only had like 6 or 7 hours on that stop. Whereas like Puerto was like 8 to 8. So you got 12 hours. And Mazatlan, I think, was 10 hours. So Cabo this time around was only about 6 or 7 hours on the land. I'm sorry, what was your question? What was
Like, what's it
the
like,
Cabo San
you
Lucas
know?
question?
There's a lot of people speak English, like you can get by.
All the Mexican people speak English. Especially, like, you got to remember, we're not going in the fucking middle of nowhere. We're going to a port where when they see this giant ship, they're like, fuck yeah, all that ship
All
is
the
just money
business
to
is
them.
here. Yeah.
That's, yeah. And they tell you too, the like tour guides, they're like, oh, well, thank you guys for being here. We really count on tips for like just to get like live and this, that, and the other thing. So it's not, I don't know what people would think, I guess. Since I've been there, I can tell you. Or I don't look at it like that anymore. But yeah, these people are, there's nobody out there. I mean, Puerto, you get off the port and you're at the port, you're at a legit port, and then you get off and you see some of the army or the I would say their navy, actually, sorry, from the marina, and there was just a couple women there dressed up full gear with a fucking AR-15, and so there's some of that, but it's nothing like they're like looking at you like trying to get you. Ain't going. I mean, we were in Puerto Vallarta, and you were the one that said something you saw about a Walmart and a Sam's Club and a mall or some shit. That was the first port we went to, and like that was probably the sketchiest one, only because if you want to get to, you either have to take a taxi, which I'd prefer not to, especially when you can walk there. But I mean, they do drive kind of crazy out there, so you gotta just pay attention to what's going on, and make sure that you're not gonna die when you're walking across the street. But I mean,
Yeah.
everybody else is kind of walking too, whether it's the people from the boat or the people that live there. So it's not that bad. There's a misconception, and I actually met a lot of people from like I met this one couple from North Carolina. And they were saying the same thing that I usually say is like, people are afraid to go travel and do this shit because they hear things or see things on the news, but you could literally have that problem anywhere. It doesn't really matter where you go. So if you want to live that way, then go ahead and live that way and fucking do nothing with your life and go nowhere and stay in the city that you grew up in or whatever. But they're like, fuck that, man. We were just in Europe. We're planning an England trip next year, this, that, and the other thing. So that was really kind
Yeah.
of cool to hear that, because they were from like podunk nowhere, North Carolina. They're like, yeah, they're like, yeah, our house is so rural, you can't even find it on the map. Like, so it was pretty cool to meet some of these people that we met. But yeah, I mean, it's you got it. Like I said, you got to remember, you're getting off the ship. You're one of 4,400 people on this ship. And if you get off, you scan out with your little key card, and you have to scan the fuck back in. Otherwise, people start to look for you at the end of the day. And they know that you're just there to either hang out, drink some drinks, get some fucking food, spend some money. The only thing that really is annoying when you're doing these things is they drop you. They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna take you. We're gonna get on a boat. We're gonna go look at the arch, which was cool. It's like this thing. It's just a giant rock formation in Cabo. And then we got off the boat, and then we got on a big ass bus. They took us to one of the resorts, and we were chilling by the on the beach. Got food and margaritas and shit. And then I wanted to do the jet skis. I fucked up and waited too long, so I was kind of pissed about that. And
Yeah.
then they're like, okay, well, we're gonna take you shopping. And I was like, okay. And then they just drop you off in this street, and it's all these little shops that have usually the same bullshit, elebrijes and fucking mocajetes and ponchos with Packers on it and this, that, and the other thing. Everything's got a sports team on it. God forbid you wear a sports hat or something that they're like, hey, oh, Packers here or whatever, whoever your team is. And they'll just keep telling you that they got gear for you. But that's the only annoying part, is they stand out in the front of the store and they're like, hey, come in, come in, come in. And I'm like, dude, I already seen this shit. This is my third port. I've seen it all on the other two. So, I mean, that's the only thing that's kind of annoying, but I never feel unsafe. I mean, fuck, there's no reason for you to feel unsafe unless they're hungry and they want to eat you, which you'd be fine. You know what I mean? You're the biggest motherfucker there. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? And
That's true,
again, like
though. I
Cabos
don't
and
disagree
Lucas,
with that.
there's more Americans living there than fucking Mexicans in
Oh,
Cabo
really?
because it's a resort town. Cabo Wabo is the restaurant, Sammy Hagar's restaurant. So anyway,
Well, that
but
makes
yeah, I
sense because there's a
mean, it's a
Walmart,
cool way
there's a
to,
Costco.
that's a different area. Yeah, different town, but even then, yeah, I never feel unsafe.
That's cool,
I
though.
forgot where we were. Oh, we were doing the salsa thing in this resort, and there was it was kind of a partition blocking off where we were, and there was about 10 different tables with like probably 10 people each, and they're still serving other people on the other side of the wall, but it's all open so you can hear everything. And I saw these guys walking out. I think they were doing like a birthday celebration, the Mexican guys from the resort, the workers, and they had these little doohickeys that made loud noises, and it sounded like potentially gunshots. And dude, it was hilarious because I had seen them come out with it and I knew exactly what the sound was, so I didn't like freak out. But you just see everybody because they kept doing it, and everybody was, oh shit, like this is kind of funny in that for that one,
That's pretty
but
awesome. You're like, oh shit.
just watching everybody turn around and be like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going
Yeah.
on?
Yeah. That's pretty good. How is the food?
But I was able to smuggle on some Jameson onto the ship, a handle of Jameson, and then our friends were on board. Shannon, you know Shannon,
Oh, okay.
Britain's
So she did
friend,
go?
her older sister and her mom, they were on the ship, and
That's cool.
they had gotten the drink package, which is 15 drinks per day per both of them. And they didn't even, they're like, oh, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I'm like, fuck. Okay. So I only polished half of my handle of Jameson. But it's cool. Food's good. I mean, the food's always the same. Got escargot again, which is snails, or whatever, slugs, whatever the fuck it is. And what else? Mostly just red meats, steaks, roast, pork. Chicken. I eat a lot of chicken here at home, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do some other stuff. But the food's always
Yeah.
good. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. You trying to go or what, dude?
Trying to do
We'll
the, what is it, the
do a
foreign A
fucking
one?
Ensenada Catalina one. We'll get all fucking boozed up.
That'd be pretty sick. What did you didn't have any seafood?
Lobster, shrimp.
Was the lobster?
I mean, it was good. It's lobster, dude. Yeah, I have mine too over here. Yeah, it was good.
Nice. Well, sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
Leave it up.
if you want more seafood on the ship, you have to go to a specific place and you have to pay for it. But they do lobster nights, and then we did a teppanyaki place on that ship. So they, you know, where they cook in front of you. And
Yeah.
like Benihana's.
Yeah.
And that was good. That was really good. But those places usually are. And then, yeah, I didn't eat too much seafood. Like I said, a lot
Britain
of
have a
red
good time.
meats. Yeah. Yeah, we both did. It was just chill. Like I said, we didn't have to worry about the kids, first off. And then, second, I didn't have to worry about, you know, dealing with Chris and Mary or the kids for all those kids, and then our kids, and then mom and dad, and Nana. It was just us, the two of us, so we just chilled and did what we usually do. So it was nice.
Yeah, you just did it your way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it's good, man. I feel better.
Nice.
I feel energized until this week, and we'll see what happens. But how about you, dude? How was your work week? How many cases did your guys sell? Did you hit any incentives? I haven't heard in a while.
So I won one incentive, and I can't really say what it is in case Savannah listens to this because it might be a gift for her parents because it's something I'm not going to use, and I already got it. But I did win. I think I won a few incentives actually. Well, actually the last day is tomorrow for them. But there's one that I'm in the running for, but it goes till October, so it's the Apothic one, so it's our red wine. It's like a Halloween incentive we always do. And I get to win a tech gadget of my choice valued at $200. And then they always do this. There's a golden ticket one, so it can there's one package that has the opportunity to have $1,000 in it as well. So they do that every year since I've been with the company. And I'm projected as of right now to win that. But we'll see. The Barefoot NFL game, I'm not even on that. I won't be going. They're going to be going to the Rams versus Raiders. So that's literally next weekend, I think.
You're not missing much.
No. And then I did win because this is I think I'm projected to win and I'm in a pretty good standing to say I can win. The Rum Chata one for September, and that is I can win. Wait, what the fuck? Rum Chata, one sheet. She doesn't have the right rum. Okay, whatever. Anyways, so that's like a $200 coffee machine or whatever of our choice. So they'll
Nice.
send us some options. So I won that. I won another $200 item. Potentially win the Apothic one, so it's another $200 item. And then hopefully win the golden ticket. I've never gotten one of those. That'd be cool. Yeah, so things are good. They've got some really cool incentives coming up this year that I'm pretty damn excited about. So for October, November, December, the DM with the highest total wine goal gets $800. So hypothetically, I can win 800 extra dollars every month for the rest of the year, which would be fucking insane. And then there's another one with Barefoot where you can win a shopping spree, and I think they give you a $250 or $350 gift card to use on whatever you want. And then
Oh, shit.
one of the big incentives that my team really wants to win is to go to Scottsdale, Arizona next year for baseball spring training, where you can basically meet the players and watch them play. It's a very, very huge one. It's the first time my rep is the one that actually suggested this incentive. So for it to go through, he's like really like die hard trying to win it. Which is cool too, because if my team wins and whoever, I was just going to drive us out there and we were going to go out there early and all that. So that would be sick.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
cool.
But yeah, we're doing good right now. We had a team meeting. We had our O&D planning meeting, so it's like where we get all the reps together and we kind of plan out the rest of the year. So that was on Thursday. We had Miguel's catered, which was bomb. It was pretty sick, actually. And the meeting went really well. Went a little bit longer than we wanted, but honestly, everyone was still pretty engaged and did really good. I had to do a lot of talking, but it was good. But yeah, Joe was actually on vacation the week before you went on your cruise, or the week of. So that whole week I was kind of like acting as like an area manager, just keeping on top of things. And it was actually really nice to hear that I did good. Like I didn't, I did everything that needed to be done and everything was fine. There's no fires to put out when he came back, just follow-ups. So that felt pretty good because that week I did kind of feel stressed as in like I felt like I was doing more than normal. So I'm glad that amounted to something. But yeah, work's been good,
Good,
man.
dude.
Just ready to get through the holidays, man. My team's really been positive lately. Not that they're not, but they're an older group. They're veterans. So for them to still be positive about something and excited, it's really nice to see. This many years in the game, it's easy to not be excited about something, One guy's been doing it for 20 plus years, and a couple of the other guys, 10. And I have a merchandiser who's been with the company for 20 years as well. And so for her to be so pumped up to do her job and help out with my open book, because I still don't have a sales rep in one of my territories, it's a very, very good feeling. So work has been fucking awesome, to be honest.
Good, dude.
Yeah, just out there trying to
Glad
do
to
my
hear
thing,
it.
man. Yeah, just trying to have a really, really good holiday season, do even better than last year, which is crazy if we do, because we're kind of on track to do that, but I don't want to get too crazy and jinx us. But yeah, things are looking really good, so I'm pretty excited. And then, yeah, so the weekend that you left, me and Savannah, her family invited me to go to Universal Studios. That was pretty cool.
Oh
The
yeah,
what
how was that?
It was great, man. The
The
weather was nice. You
weather
know, I
was
hadn't
nice,
been,
huh?
yeah, like, and I hadn't been to Universal Studios since like 2005 or something like that. So it was kind of cool to see like all the work that you had done with like Moe's Tavern and, you know, the Harry Potter world, like stuff that you told me about. You sent me pictures like way back in the
Yeah.
day. So it's kind of cool to see it all done. I still think it's like the dumbest fucking thing on the planet that Springfield has its own land. I don't think it deserves it whatsoever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean the bars and the food, that's cool.
It's very cool.
But the
Yes.
ride sucks. I mean, it's all right. I didn't care for it.
But the
It's
Krusty's
okay.
Carnival Little Land, like that whole section right there, could have just still stayed E.T. and Back to the Future. I cannot believe they got rid of it. But
Yeah.
I agree. Moe's Tavern is sick. The donut shop's cool. That little like square of restaurants and shops and places to eat and drink, super badass. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
But that was
They could
kind
have
of the
just
thing.
done. Sorry. Yeah. They could have just done those and then been okay.
Yeah. And I
Like
was
if you're
kind of
walking
taken
through
a,
Springfield.
yeah, like I thought that would have been fine. I was kind of blown away by how small Universal Studio is. I didn't remember
Yeah.
that. It's fucking tiny in terms
Yeah.
of
There's not a lot
like,
to do.
yeah, like in terms of like comparing it to Disneyland or what you've seen with Universal Orlando or Disney World, I was truly blown away by how small it was. I didn't remember it being like that. And then I was just pissed off that, you know, Jurassic Park has like five movies that made over $1 billion. Like, why doesn't that have a fucking world? I don't understand that. And I feel like it'd be so easy. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know.
Did you go on the ride?
No, I didn't go on any rides actually.
Oh.
Oh, well, we did the tour, the tram tour, which is obviously
Yeah.
still sick as ever. Because obviously that was different since the last time I had gone. A little, I mean, the Fast and
Yeah.
Furious part at the end was extremely stupid and lame. Like, unbelievably
Yeah.
lame. I fucking hate that franchise. Fuck you guys for still making it. They're never gonna hear this, but fuck you guys. However,
Tell him,
in terms
Ryan.
of, well, dude, like, I just fucking hate Fast and Furious, man. It's the gayest shit. It's so fucking gay.
Yeah.
But the Peter Jackson like extended like fight
That
scene,
shit's tight.
that was so well done and cool, man. I think like the biggest thing that I was kind of talking to Savannah's dad about, and I think all of us pretty much agree anyways, it is a little unfortunate though that so many of the attractions are all digital based and less animatronic and practical.
Yeah.
It's very, very disappointing in that respect. And it sucks too because her dad's like a huge Jaws fan, and that little part of the tour where they have the shark come out, that lake was actually completely dried up because they were doing maintenance on it. And that was the first time I've ever seen it dried up, which is kind of interesting.
Oh.
But yeah, so that part of the tour wasn't even there because they were working on it. So
That sucks, because every time we've gone, it's been there.
yeah, of course. Yeah, every time I went, it was there. I thought the Harry Potter world was sick, to be honest. I thought that was like really, really cool. Like, I would love to go there on like a rainy day or like when it's dark or cold, just to feel it even
Yeah.
more. I really love that place, actually. Me and Savannah want to go back to that for sure. Like, she was losing her shit. It was really cool to see her reaction. I think that alone made the trip worth it. She's a diehard Harry Potter fan. She's actually never been, none of them have been to Universal ever in their life, which was kind of interesting. So just
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To see their reactions to stuff was honestly worth it alone. But yeah, she bought a cloak and like a dress and all that. She bought her wand. And just to see how excited she was fucking cool. Because, you know.
Was she sad about the Professor McGonagall?
Yeah, I sent it to her. I literally just texted her like, dead at 89. I didn't even say anything else. I didn't mean it to be so dark, but now that I'm explaining it out loud, it don't sound too good. Which sucks though, because we were just talking about how much we liked her character. And there's a lady who works at the park in the wand shop who fucking looks and talks and sounds and looks just like acts just like the actress. It was kind of crazy. And when I brought it up to her, because I asked her, she's like, I knew you were going to ask that. She's like, I believe it or not, I get that constantly all day. And I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. Not the same hair.
Oh, really?
But the same. Yeah, like literally like the same facial structure. I would even say like the mannerisms, the way she acts. It was really cool, though, because she's been told that constantly and she likes it because she likes the character. Nice. Yeah, so like it was cool to see the Jurassic World, obviously. I wish it was like quadruple the size it is. Still kind of sad about that, but obviously the big thing for me personally after we got done with the Harry Potter world and the tram tour was of course the Mario world, the Nintendo world. And again, it's tiny. If you don't have the wristband, there's really no reason to be there. But to walk through the pipes for the very first time, I gotta admit, it was something else. It was pretty cool. And then on the
two paintings. It's fun.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. They got the two paintings on the in the castle as you're walking out, and they start off as the N64 paintings, and they change to different stuff because it's a TV screen. But I thought that was fucking sick. The merchandise I thought was actually pretty cool because I watched a couple of reviews when it first came out. People said the merchandise wasn't that great, but I think they got some cool stuff there. Bought a Mario hat since she bought like a cloak. So bought a big ass Mario hat and I still have it. It's fucking awesome. But to see the world, the way they built it, everyone was always right. When you walk through those pipes and look into the world, it truly does feel like you walk somewhere else. So I thought that was really cool. And then City Walk also has a shit ton of stuff there now from the last time I went. I couldn't believe how much stuff was there. And they have like a Hello Kitty shop, like a shop, and then also like a Sunday place or whatever. That thing was packed all day. So yeah, no doubt Hello Kitty's still killing it. Because I couldn't believe how busy it was constantly.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we left around 6 p.m. and that's when Horror Nights was starting. So we were there from opening to 6 p.m. We were all dead, tired. But City Walk was flooded with people. I haven't seen that many people since like we went to fucking play Pokemon Go in Anaheim. That one time for KingsCon. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But honestly, man, Universal's great. Honest, for the price point, you kind of can't go wrong. It's like $100-something.
Yeah, I mean, and even for the pass, I mean, I feel like it was worth it to go there a couple times. The kids, they don't know any better, so they're cool with it.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. We're talking about getting the passes in December, so they go until next December. And like, whether we want to go to Frankenstein's or something, like maybe start off at Universal and then come back. Or if we're in LA, you could just go to Universal for a few hours. Because, again, just hanging out in the Harry Potter world alone was fun. Like, I could have just stayed there for a while.
Yeah, Harry Potter world, did you get some butterbeer?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's good.
It's very good. It's delicious.
Where'd you eat?
So, we actually left to go get dinner, but the things that we ate there were just a hot dog from the Simpsons hot dog stand right there in front of the Moe's Tavern and donut shop. And then we got a turkey leg, which was, it was fine in terms of the meat, but the seasoning wasn't whatever by Jurassic World. We wanted to go to the Leatherface barbecue because it fucking smelled good, but it wasn't ready yet. And they had like a chili cheese dog. We were in like a weird hot dog phase. I don't know why. But the chili cheese dogs like bomb as shit there.
The pizza place is good.
So we smelt that
Okay.
on our way out because we wanted, or her mom really wanted to try a donut because of how big they were and shit. So we got the donut
Oh yeah.
and the pizza place is right there behind it and it smelt bomb. So good to know. Got to go to that next time. I think that was pretty much it. And then we went to Wood Ranch in Burbank. And that was bomb as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wood Ranch is good.
Very, very good. Those loaded
Nice.
potatoes. Holy shit. So yeah, that was pretty
So you
much
were gone all
that.
day?
Yeah, I didn't get home till like 10:40 that night. I was just tired as shit. Just
Nice.
took her home and came back. What else? Oh, so we haven't talked about it, so we can kind of talk about this and probably end things here. Transformers 1. So we went and watched this on Friday before you left with the kids. And when I saw the trailer for this movie originally, I didn't think it was going to be good. I wasn't really interested in it, to be
Yeah.
honest with you. Thankfully, some reviews and scenes got leaked. Well, not reviews, but the scenes got leaked like days before you asked me to go see it. And I was like, oh shit, this actually looks pretty good. And I don't know about you, man, but I really, really enjoyed that film, like entirely. Like, I'd
Yeah, I
love to
enjoyed it
watch it
too.
again.
Yeah,
Was
no, it
there
was good.
anything? Was there anything about it that stood out to you, or was it just like a fun experience overall? Like, you're like, cool, I
The
had no
animation.
expectations. Yeah.
The story was good, and then the animation, that's where I was like, okay. It was like the same feeling I got when I first, not as cool, but close to the same feeling I got when I watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the first one, whatever.
Into the Spider-Verse.
There, that one. Thanks. So it was like the same thing. So it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job of animating Cybertron too on the outside. Showing like this like metallic, natural looking wildlife and shit. I don't know, I love a lot that they did with it.
Yeah.
Sentinel's a piece of shit, but I'm glad that they did it the way they did. To see Megatron become Megatron, D16 become Megatron. That was pretty
Yeah.
sick.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot just because I don't think I've really seen, I mean, I don't know how much, I mean, I don't follow Transformers like as that much at all, but I don't know of too many things that have like the original story, maybe short of comics and stuff. But no, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I couldn't believe how many people are attached to the film too. Like Steven Spielberg and Michael Bay were a part of the production and creative part of it. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot more into
I
it than
didn't
I
really know until
thought.
the day I bought the tickets. Yeah, for sure. I didn't know who until I bought the tickets, like even who was playing who. So I
Yeah.
think that was kind of cool. I was kind of thought, I don't know why. I guess I just thought it was kind of interesting that Brian Tyree T or whatever his name is, Brian, what's his name? Brian Tyree.
Byron Tyree, something.
That he was Megatron. But I mean, I was all right with it. I just didn't know that's who he was.
Well, that's the
Chris Hemsworth and
Scarlett Johansson and Keegan Michael Key Peele thing.
Yeah.
I hate his name. I always fuck it up. But
It's
he did
Keegan
good
Michael
as
Key.
Bumblebee. But he's kind of falling into that
Well, and the other
category.
thing too is I thought it was cool that they didn't say Bumblebee. It was like B whatever the hell's name was. It wasn't Bumblebee. I don't think they ever said Bumblebee, but you knew who it was because his actual name was like B C3PO or some shit.
I think he's gonna fall into a category though if he keeps doing animated movies where he just sounds like Chris Pratt because he just sounds like Toad. Like his animated character voice, I think only has so much range, so I hope that they don't just keep having him do animated movies or like that's not his
Yeah,
roles.
I agree.
Because I
I agree because
just
all I could think of was the freaking Toad or the duck from Toy Story 4.
Oh, he's in that too? So
Yeah,
there's three
him
anime.
and Key and Peele are in it.
Oh, I refused to watch Toy Story 4. So I didn't know
What?
that. Movie fucking
Dude, it's such a good
stupid.
movie.
Nope, doesn't even
Love
matter.
them. I
It
love that one.
they made the perfect trilogy and decided to make a fourth film. Like, you know how fucking stupid that is?
Well, they're doing a fifth one, so shut your mouth.
I know it's fucking stupid and I refuse to watch it. Anyways,
Okay.
so yeah, I actually thought everyone did really good in their voice acting roles, because when the cast got announced, a lot of people were pissed off they just didn't use the Transformers cast. But this, no offense to the original actors, but this movie would not have done good if it was just the OG actors, because like there was a lot of difference in this film that I think the voice acting needed to be different as well, in terms of bringing them to life, like charisma and the way they say their lines. I just don't think we wanted to hear Peter as Optimus Prime the whole time.
Yeah, I could agree. I can get on that. Having Chris Hemsworth as a young Optimus, I think that was better for sure. Because I think if you had the original guy, Peter, what's his name? It would have been, it just wouldn't have been different enough, I guess.
Yeah, Peter Cullen.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think the only thing they could have done different is like Peter Cullen is like when he's Optimus Prime, like switch it actually to him. I think that would have been kind of sick, but it would have been too different
Oh
to probably
yeah,
not make any
true.
sense. It would have been like Christian Bale when he has a Batman mask on. Like it would have been like, eh, I don't know about that. But as much as I love Peter Cullen and his voice is legendary, I'm actually really glad they kind of stuck to their guns on the cast here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's rumor that there might be a Beast Wars movie now with the same creative crew. So,
That'd be sick.
I mean, with this
I'm down with
animation
it.
style and these actors, or like, you know, this crew, the way they did this movie, I would love to see Beast Wars come back. It'd be nice. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of Transformers going on. We got Rise of the Beast that only came out last year. And then they just announced that they're moving forward with the G.I. Joe Transformers movie as well. That'll be live action.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But yeah, Transformers 1, please go see it if you haven't done so yet. I would easily give the movie like a 9 out of 10. It was so fun to watch, and I can't wait to watch it again. And then honestly, Eric, Tuesday, Deadpool is out on Disney Plus. Will you be rewatching that anytime soon, or are you not really too concerned about that right now?
I mean, I'll rewatch it when I get a chance, probably when I'm on a plane or some shit.
Yeah.
Because I just, I gotta, not be around the kids, essentially. But yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that. Freaking Inside Out 2 is already on Disney Plus as well.
Yeah, that
Probably
just
watch that
came
with the
out.
kids later.
Have you
Yeah.
heard about this Eden movie?
Who?
Eden?
No, the movie?
Yeah, it just premiered in at the Toronto Film Festival September 7th. But it's got Ana de Armas, Vanessa Kirby, and Sydney Sweeney. Like literally the hottest women in Hollywood. And apparently they have a threesome in it. And it's like pretty, you know, graphic. Yeah, and then you know if anyone likes Jude Law, apparently
Can
he
I
gets
watch the
nudity
trailer
too.
and come back? Who?
Jude Law, because like
Huh.
I think he fucks Ana de Armas or something like that. But like this keeps going around on my feed, and I was wondering if you'd heard about it because it just keeps popping up on my feed. I'm like, dude, who gives a fuck? Like, apparently Sydney
No, I
Sweeney's
haven't seen
dad
anything
walked
on
out of the
that.
film. I'm like, well, why? I'm like, this. I feel like people are just making up stuff now. But yeah,
Interesting.
it said, according to the internet, it premiered on HBO last night, but I looked and I didn't see anything. So I don't know. Because the movie's supposed to be like a thriller, so I wonder if it's like a A24 film, because I wanted to check it out because of that. But we'll see.
Nope, I haven't seen anything on it, but I will check it out.
I will investigate. I'll have to report back on it.
It
for
is
research
directed by Ron
purposes.
Howard.
Oh, okay. It's probably a good film. It's a thriller, so I wonder if it's going to be fun to watch. We shall see.
We have how's the music life been for you? We have a very cool set of concerts. Actually, there's a lot of concerts coming up here in the short 2 weeks. I sent you a link
Well,
with
you're going to me.
Christopher.
Oh, for a calendar or what? For what?
No. So we can figure out the Airbnb. I think it's gonna be cheaper to do an Airbnb. And the one I sent you guys had a pool, a mini golf, barbecue, big checkers, or I'm sorry, big chess, big ass, Connect Four, and I think something on the inside, like a either a arcade or a pool table or something.
Oh, okay.
For two nights for $500, that's pretty good for
God
all of us to
damn.
sleep in our own rooms.
That's pretty good.
That's what I told Chris yesterday. Sorry, we're gonna go off tangent here, but instead of doing his resort thing, I said, "Well, dude, let's look at Airbnbs because I think it's gonna be better. And we get our own rooms and get, a kitchen to cook in and all that shit. Parking in the fucking driveway rather than having to walk a mile for the resort or whatever."
Yeah.
And I just thought it might be cheaper. I think he said it was $200 to $400 per night, so we're already a little cheaper. But we have a couple concerts coming up. Yeah, I'm going to Mayhem. I think that's what your question was. That's
Yeah.
Saturday the 12th, I believe. And then on the 11th, the day before in Riverside, there's Disembodied Tyrant, Shadow of Intent, Flesh God Apocalypse, and somebody else I'm forgetting that I want to see that day in Riverside. So I'm probably going to end up buying a ticket for that. We've got Lorna Shore, Kubla Khan, Whitechapel, and Senzuigobog, or whatever the hell their name is, on the 8th. That's Tuesday when we go up to Vegas. And then the 9th, we got Architects and Weekends Romans. And there's a bunch of shit scattered in there somewhere for other concerts. Yeah. Have you listened to the new Stick to Your Gun song, or what music have you been listening to?
Shuffle really. I didn't know there was a new Stick to Your Gun song.
I don't think it's on Apple yet. They dropped a music video.
Okay. Still know why George left.
I don't think they've said. I don't think he said.
Yeah, because he's definitely gone.
No, I know he's, yeah, he's been gone. They've been touring with the Mexican kid. Can't think of his name. He's good though.
Oh, yeah, he's dope. There's a lot of shows coming up, man. We got Kubla Khan, Lorna Shore, and then the next day, Architects. So that'd be pretty sick. I'm still may or may not go to the Glass House. Within Heart's Wake and Miss May I.
Oh, when's that one?
That one's Tuesday the 13th or something like that. Or Tuesday. It's on like a Monday or Tuesday.
It's the week after. It's the
Yeah.
week after, yeah, I think you're right. It's the 15th.
Yeah.
I didn't buy a ticket for it yet. I forgot about it a little bit.
I was just gonna wait and then if it's available and I wanna go still, then I'll go. But we'll see.
Yeah. What else have you been listening to? Nothing.
I honestly haven't. No, I mean the Amity Affliction, I forgot they re-released that. It was cool to listen to, nothing crazy. I mean I got
No, I mean the
Inertia.
production obviously is a lot better.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Balance and Composure. Their record comes out next week. So that one's kind of a big
Yeah.
one for me.
The new Drugs album you probably would like, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Maybe I'll check it out. But yeah, nothing really. I mean, what is it, anything stood out to you?
No, Kublai Khan. I mean, Kublai Khan's been the biggest thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the Kublai Khan shit's been sick.
Yeah, that was really good. But yeah, I haven't really a lot of the other stuff I've been listening to is all singles and stuff, so that's why I put it all on the playlists and just kind of go from there. You know, the way that they do music nowadays, so just dropping a bunch of fucking shit.
Yeah.
But it's been cool.
Yeah, nothing too crazy on the music side, to be honest. And we'll see. We got Bouncing Composure coming out here next week. Stick to Your Guns will be releasing a new album probably early next year. Yeah.
Yeah, they're dropping their pre-order, I think, this week or next week, the 8th.
Nice.
So it's coming.
Hell yeah, brother. But no, man, that's pretty much been it. Nothing crazy. Yeah. You got anything else?
No, that's it, dude.
Well, thank you
That's
for
about
coming
it.
on. Yeah, I'll probably leave it at
Yeah,
that.
dude.
It's hot as fuck in here and I need to take a shower.
Oh, hey, how's your fantasy football team?
I'll be 4-0 in our league after this weekend.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't think Joe's
Wish I
gonna
could
beat
say the
me.
same.
No? Not doing too good?
Nah, dude, I'm all 1-2 in every other fucking league. Pissing me off. I knew I shouldn't have done a third league.
Of course, fucking Neighbors gets a concussion.
Who?
That shit sucks.
Oh, Malik.
Yeah. But he still
Did he
got me
score any
23
touchdowns?
points.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, he was projected because he was doing so good that night to get 44 points. But then he got the concussion. They lost the game because of that too. It kind of sucks. Oh, Debo Samuel's healthy now.
Yeah, Debo's gonna be active.
I don't think that matters for me now. Damn, Ferguson's got 11 points. He's doing better than he was projected. Oh, that was already happening.
That was, yeah, that was Thursday.
Cooper Kupp's still out because I got him as well.
Yeah. But he's probably going to be projected to come back in 2 weeks.
I should probably switch to Jennings. I can't even switch now, can I? It's probably too late.
If you're switching, I think you can.
Jennings for Samuel.
You can switch to Jennings for Samuel. Yeah, I would. If Samuel's in, he's going to play like hard. Jennings had a really good game because, you know, Kittle was out and Debo was out and McCaffrey's out, but Kittle and Debo are back. So Jennings is probably going to still have a decent game, but he's not going to have 150 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So if it
because
was me, I'd probably
Joe.
switch out Samuel for
I
Jennings.
did. But right now, Najee Harris only got Joe 0.5 points, so he's not doing good. And Wilson got negative 3.3 points. So
Yep.
yeah, it looks like I'll win this week, but we'll wait and see. Fucking never know these days.
Yeah. Don't say shit till it's done.
Pretty much. I try not to. But yeah, we looking pretty good on that front.
Nice.
Yeah, we will leave it at that, good sir. I appreciate you coming on. Should probably start doing my podcast more. I've been slacking on it. But yeah, I'll have to, because you were saying it before we hit record. I usually do a thing that helps with cleaning up the audio on my end. So I'll do that and I'll listen to it and try to maybe work on that this week.
Yeah.
It'll probably
Nice.
help if I
I don't
sounded good.
know. Yeah, you'd sound all right. You'd be all right, dude. Just,
But have a good day, everyone. I want to go get my day started. It's almost noon and I haven't done shit besides stream and do a podcast. So,
perfect.
and I actually have a lot I want to get done, so I should probably get to that. But thank you so much, man. I'm glad you're back. It's fun to have the kids over. They're fucking
Thanks.
little monsters. But yeah,
Always.
thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Later.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.